First Corinthians chapter 12, you will see how that God cannot do without men. Men. Hallelujah. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Underline gifts, diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. Underline administrations, diversities of operations, but the same God, which worketh all in all. You have heard me say this before, that there are three planes of God's move. God can move through the basis, the platform of a gift. He can move through the platform of a ministry. He can also move through the platform of an oppression. A gift is expressed in a ministry, but an oppression is expressed in a territory. Let us see an oppression. Paul begins to speak about an oppression from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, and he says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Now, what an oppression is about is that God causes different people to connect, different platforms to connect. An oppression is beyond your individual ministry, oh, pastor and prophet. It's beyond your individual ministry, apostle Michael Rocco. But in an oppression, there is a measure of ministries, a measure of platforms, a measure of callings to orchestrate a movement. It takes a measure of callings, of platforms, of ministries, in order for God to orchestrate a movement in the territory. So, but in this movement, God will so set them such that there is an order. Because according to the locust army, even though they are a swarm of locusts, they don't break their ranks. There is an order of alignment. There's an order of manifestation. There is someone that God, in that measure, there is someone that God puts the authority on as the leader of the coalition. Because there is nothing that God does that is without order. So he says, firstly. So you can see that there's a pattern there. There's a pattern of the measure of a coalition to occasion a movement. And from next year, you are going to begin to see operations taking place in different nations, because many callings, offices will have to merge as strategic nodal points to bring about movements. For instance, are you with me? You might be a general overseer in your own respect. And maybe when we merge, you are not the leader. I might be your leader here, and maybe some mergings will take place at some levels, and there is somebody that the grace for leadership is in that particular context. Keep your general overseer aside and align with the body that has formed. How many of you watch Voltron those days? Voltron. Many, many sides will merge and become one entity. That's how an operation takes place. And the combined impact of these people in that seamless, you know, manifestation of order that is galvanized by the Holy Spirit is such that makes an indelible mark on the territory. Now, at the end of the day, you know, we have gift, we have ministry, but when it comes to operation, it is powered by men. The final analysis of the best things that God does, he does by men. You see, he didn't mention their gift. He said, first, the apostle. Men. Prophet. Men. Men. When an oppression comes into view, it's not on the basis of gifts, it's on the basis of men. Hallelujah. So the emphasis of the ministry of the apostles was to raise men, not members. And in the day in which we live, the instinctions will have to be put in place adequately in order for us to make the kind of impact that God wants us to make. Raise men. And if it is true that you are raising men, you are going to receive a lot of insult. The people you are raising may not understand you, you know. And there are times that God so binds you to somebody and you feel responsible to ensure that you see the person through school, you see the person through life, you see the person through destiny. There are such that those there are levels of covenant that can even change the person's name. Because the guy we call Joshua today, that was not his name. It was Moses that called him Joshua. That's not the name that his father and mother gave him. Are you aware of that? That's not the name that his father and mother is in discipleship. Moses looked at him under the anchor and said, "You are Joshua." And we know him as Joshua. The name his father gave him expired that day. Because in raising men, they take a part of you, a part of your life, a part of your spirit is bequeathed to them. It's not something that you can do carnally. It's not something you can do because you want a name. The burden in raising men will take away the glory away. If you don't have a call to raise men like that, you will quit. So those apostles actually gave their lives to see that men are raised. And because it is very difficult, it will take a heart of covenant to see that men are raised. To take a heart of covenant. Because one of the reasons why people don't invest in the raising of men is that they feel threatened that if men come, maybe their own name will be blotted out. If you know how big the harvest is, you will know. Meanwhile, I've checked in heaven, and I understand one of the bases through which God is going to reward us tomorrow. And one of them is the men you raised. So whether I'm misunderstood or not, my life will be spent in raising men. Because when you leave the stage of this life, the relevance you have after your manifestation is the people that have received your spirit. The people that have received your spirit. It was a quiet impartation that you received, but it became a tribe. Hallelujah. It means you were a good steward of that blessing that you have received from the Lord. Are you with me? Well, I hope I've not. Oh my God, time. Jesus. All right, the second emphasis. Hallelujah. So we have seen that the first emphasis of the apostolic model is that there was a commitment to raising men, not members. Second emphasis of the apostolic model. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13 to 16. They had a do-it-yourself approach. Now, there is a way they preached. There's a way they preached. Okay, before we go to first, maybe. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And then you will see some deliberate decisions that Paul had to take. There were some deliberate decisions that Paul had to make. But in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13 to 6, you see my point clearly, but I just want to begin from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4. There were deliberate decisions that Paul made. He said, "My speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Why? Because of you, so that your faith. You see, the model Paul chose to be his own model was because of the impact it will have on the people. The reason why he chose the model he chose, my speech, my preaching, not because I'm not good in eloquence, but I did not make eloquence the foundation of what I was dispensing. And the reason why I chose this model was so that your faith will not be anchored on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. It means that, are you here? He wanted their faith to be anchored on the power of God. And so he made some deliberate decisions. Now, the approach of the apostolic is to create a perspective of their teaching is It's a do-it-yourself template. It's not a kind of teaching that you need the pastor to operate. If it is true that you have received the apostolic message, you can actually begin to practice it in your crucible, in your cocoon, in your privacy, and you'll get the results that it speaks about. It's a do-it-yourself approach. I was in a service one day, many years ago, when the pastor was trying to manipulate the congregation, and he said, make sure you don't travel. You must be part of this conference. So what you are doing now, you need the pastor to be part of everything that you are doing. But you will be surprised. The model that the apostles had was different from the one we are doing now, that is centered around a human being, centered around his voice, centered around his method. Because God can call you to do something different from what your pastor is doing. Our commitment to cloning is not exactly what covering is. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. You get what I'm talking about. Because 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, Paul wrote this to his son from prison. So Paul was not even there on ground. He said, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Next verse. He said, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Yes, next verse. Meditate on these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continuing them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. This is a do-it-yourself method. He said, till I come, it means he was not there. These are the things that will preoccupy you. Give yourself to reading. I hope you know it was reading that made the utopian eunuch to meet salvation. He was just reading. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant and as a root that shall spring forth out of dry ground. There is no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. For he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. We despise him. That was what he was reading. And then Philip now came and joined himself to the chariot and said, understandest what thou readest. The word of God is anointed. It's anointed by itself. If you can read it to your hearing, the anointing will wash your soul. He said, give yourself to reading. I've discovered that 70% of what we call news now is coronavirus, COVID-19. That is the gospel of COVID-19. People are hearing, and faith and fear are the same thing. It's the same thing. You feed faith through knowledge, you feed fear through knowledge. Faith comes first. A proof that you have faith is that you have believed enough to begin to speak. And when you begin to feed yourself with the wrong knowledge, what you will be speaking will be corona, COVID-19. Corona, COVID-19. Corona, corona, corona. Everything that you say is corona. That's what you say. But when you begin to give yourself to reading, you give yourself to the right influence, the right information, you start becoming a kind of man, a kind of man, a kind of man that circumstances, that situations cannot move. It's a give yourself to reading. Preoccupy yourself with doctrine. I know that Champions League is on now. Give yourself to doctrine. These are instructions that are do-it-yourself method. And if you begin to do it, you begin to see. My brethren are here whose numbers are on some of our platforms. People get to, we get testimonies from the whole world every day. Now, if you take time for me to boot my phone and read out the testimony that just came, where did that one come from? It came from somewhere in the U.S. Because what we teach, people take it in those places and they begin to practice it, and then God begins to encounter them. It's do it yourself. You don't need to meet the preacher for the miracle to find expression. If it's apostolic training, apostolic teaching you are doing, it is something that when you have preached it, your life, part of the life by that you have received of Christ is on that thing. So he has the ability to become the instrument to which the Holy Spirit will facilitate a transformation. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. But we see a strong model where leaders are want to be in the center of the lives of people. Hallelujah. That was not what I saw in the ministry of Jesus. As we go on in the training, you are going to find out that the height of the apostolic ministry was to bring people into maturity enough to be able to release them into their destiny. And we see that in the book of Acts chapter 13. And it was an instruction that came from the Holy Ghost. It means they were praying and fasting. When the prayer got to the high place, somebody prophesied and said, "Separate Paul and Barnabas." When last were you in the meeting when the Holy Ghost said, "Separate Tony, separate Michael Rocco, and release them"? It was the Holy Spirit that gave the instruction. They have built themselves in corporate ranking to a level where people could be released into their destiny. You will see that tomorrow. We pride ourselves today about our seating capacity. Meanwhile, the apostolic church prides itself about sending capacity. Sending capacity. Sending capacity. Please help me tell your neighbor, you will not be here forever. If you overstay, we'll package you and release you. You will be packaged. You will be packaged and released so that you can find yourself. Some of you, the energy you have in your spirit can take down Sudan. What are you still doing in Kwarafa? Okay, as the Lord live it, I will help you find your place. Because you know what? There's no time for congregating again. The world is coming to an end. God is going to fill the gap of his missionary manpower from his sons in Africa. That's where the pendulum has come. Don't think we'll be running organized. Once in a while we'll do conferences, but we are going to do... You are part of an action. Oh! From next year we'll start action. 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 If you intend to... No, we'll package you and release you. To go and act somewhere. Go and act from next year. From next year. Because the pride of the apostolic ministry was the ability to say, and they prayed. When they had prayed, they laid their hands on them and let them go. And then the next verse now say, being sent by the Holy Ghost. It was human beings that prayed for them and released them. And then the next verse say, the Holy Ghost has released them. One of the things the Holy Ghost does is that he releases people. But today you need half a government. You need half a government. You need the resources of heaven for you to be released. Angels and cherubims. You need. you need resources. Because you are likely to go with a curse and damnation on your descendants. Because the model that we are running is anti-apostolic. It cannot produce the results of the Bible. So don't be too troubled that we are on lockdown. We are really becoming non-essential. Because the model we have is a self-centered, selfish model that doesn't raise anyone. It's an infantile model that sentences people to a destiny of immaturity. And they never get to find the day where they will have a sword and a shield and ride on horseback. Hallelujah. So they had a do-it-yourself system. So you are given the liberty to determine how fast you want to grow. Was it in the United Kingdom, one guy came and saw the curriculum and said, can you rearrange this thing? I want to do it in 2 years. I don't have time. This is rearrange this thing. Rearrange it. He finished in 2 years, got a second class upper division. He missed the first class by 0.01. Then started master's. looked at the curriculum. He said, no, I don't have time. It was 1 year. He said, can we do this in 6 months? Is it possible? They said, all right, you can do it. Made the first class in his master's. And then looked at the PhD shirt. It was, okay, they said, you can't do it faster than this. He had not developed full BS before he became a PhD holder. And at the end of the day, he had 2 PhDs in the time for 1 PhD. You can determine how fast you want to grow in the house of God. So the apostolic system provides the resources for your spiritual growth. You decide how fast you want to grow. In fact, before the guy finished the PhD, he was already employed. Employed in the best place in that nation. He's a thief. He's one of us. And I told him, don't go and get the job there and forget your people. When he got there, the offer they gave him, he forgot my cancer. And because he knows he forgot my cancer, even though we are friends on Facebook, he has not said hi for the past 5 years. He has not said hi because he knows he entered into the land and found that the land was good. Looked back and didn't see. I said, come back, let's labor to build it. He said, if you have calling, if God sent you there, go and labor. Don't afflict everybody with. Hallelujah. So you determine how far you grow. Okay, let me extract and come. It's an interactive section so that people. This is this young man. He's Uropo. So yesterday somebody got your recording and sent to me and said, who is this from UK? Say, who is this young man? Says, my son. Say, oh, no wonder. Now the point is, how were you listening to the message? Because my spirit, you have inherited it. What did you do?
Now you're online. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I came here in 2014, March. When I... difficult to start class. Yes, so I got in, you were given a charge, the way of the fathers. You're talking about the father. So I was thrown aback. And when I went home, I started an 8 months fast. And luckily I was at home at the time. Just got back from service before enrolling for masters. So I had all the time. I was listening to the messages for over 8 hours every day for 8 months.
Nobody said you should listen to it for 2 hours, for 30 minutes, for 45 minutes. He now said for 8 months he was listening to messages for 8 hours. So you see, the system provides for you to decide how long your master's degree will take, how long your first degree will take. And as he followed it that way, he received the inheritance. We're not talking about the methods. He received the very spirit that is responsible for the transmission. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Round that. That's the testimony of
it. Okay. And I was praying. I came for, we're having 3 hours prayers every day here. Luckily, when I got here, it was week of prayer. Reverend Donatus declared 14 days prayers. So that was when I came in. So I joined the prayers for the first time. I was stretching from morning to evening for like 14 days. I've never done that before at the time. So after I left the place, I discovered that my prayer energy became higher. So on my own, at home, I could pray for 5 hours. I could pray for 7 hours. And everybody I spoke to literally began to cry. I didn't know simple scriptures I knew at the time. I would share them. People started crying. What is going on? And then a hunger for fasting followed up. And then that was when I realized it's not based on principles and laws alone. There is an energy within.
It's an energy. All right. I just wanted you to know that in an apostolic setting, you determine how long your first degree will take, how long your master's will take. You can say, okay, you want to do the master's in 4 months. You want to do it in 6 months. And then you press on. And then you now inherit something that is spiritual. And that inheritance, that deposit, becomes the reason for which your life will make an impact in your generation over and above what you studied in school, what you experienced when you were growing up, that deposit becomes a capital that the driving force, the fighter force of your possibilities. We are going to pray. The prayers are already spelled out, and the first is that God should purge his church. Every confidence that we have had as his people that is apart from him, that God should bring us to a point where that our confidence is defeated. And in times like these, our confidences are defeated. Our strategies are defeated. The things that we trust in are defeated, so that God can reign. Secondly, we are asking that God should restore the ministry of judges and counselors. The ministry of judges and counselors. I'm listing out all the prayer points so that we can pray them in one sweep. The judges who have to be restored. People that have clear-cut, genuine, supernatural ministry and the endorsement of God upon their lives would need to rise up so that the unbelief, the mockery will be brought to an abrupt end. We want to ask for counselors, people that God has given the law and they are skillful in the presentation of the law, so that a man that is an infant in the things of the Spirit, by reason of the skill with which the law is coming, we understand the possibilities that are bound toward him in this economy of grace wherewith we stand. Hallelujah. Finally, we are also going to pray that God will bring about a connection between ministries, platforms, callings, men from across the continents of the world to orchestrate operations that will facilitate movements within nations and within territories. Can we rise as we pray? A purging has already begun. Even though it's mild, but it's a sign that God has allowed it. And a sign for people that are sons of the prophets is a valid mode of communication that gives us an opportunity to ponder, to think, and to repent. Our confidences have been in things other than our God. Meanwhile, our God was designed to be our fortress, our defense, our confidence, our shepherd, by whom we will not want. Everything is captured in our God. And anytime we begin to develop confidence in the things, in the works of our hands, in the strategies by which we have implemented things, then our salvation is lost. And God allows an occasion to reveal the folly of our ways. Now we have been classified among the non-essentials. It means something is wrong. And all wise followers of Jesus at this time need to stand back and ask God for mercy. Can we plead with the God of heaven and say, today we repent from every God that we have made a God in place of your majesty. We repent as a people. We repent as individuals. We repent as nations. The things that we have trusted in the last decade, in the body of Christ, other than our God, other than our King, we repent. We bring repentance before you, and we ask, O God, even our strong tower, show us mercy. Cause, O Father, in these days of lockdown, that your mercy will come upon us. Can we bring repentance to God concerning the body of Christ worldwide? If by any means we have called any other thing our God, other than our rock, even Jesus, we repent of that idolatry. We repent of that idolatry, that confidence that we have given to mundane things, that worship that we have given to money, many other defenses that has kept us. And we are fully built and fortified in these defenses. And we only come to use the name of the Lord, not because we are trusting in him. We bring repentance. Can we bring repentance?
can we bring repentance? For those of you online, it's time to bring repentance concerning the body of Christ worldwide. Are you praying from Ghana? Are you praying from Benin Republic? Are you praying for United States of America? Are you praying from the United Kingdom? Are you praying from Holland? Bring repentance on behalf of the church in your nation. Bring repentance on behalf of the church in your nation. Any idol that we have found our defense in, be it money, finances, strategies, opportunities, we bring repentance and we ask for mercy. We bring repentance. How that we have forsaken the monarch of Zion, and we have turned our faces to the influence that you have given us, and that has become our fortress, to the finances that has attended to our ministry, our methods that are non-apostolic, and our methods that have no precedence in scripture, our approach that is a departure from the emphasis. We bring repentance. We bring repentance. For you are our God and our rock. Your ways are just. Your ways are perfectness. We bring repentance because we have abandoned you. We have abandoned your ways. We have decided to establish models that are convenient to us, not the pattern that our ancestors have pioneered. We bring repentance for the church in Nigeria, for our insensitivity, for our disunity. We bring repentance. 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 Amina Subriya Takoskenda. Luce Seleke Medusa Ikobraski Fanahumba. Shamonte Skeba Dunda Habrasika Mahaita. Monde Keperesu Samina Haila. Malish Kombre. Kutena Ilola Braskiva Semina Kadia Mandalaba. Husakatale. Husakatamena Kadia. Labro Kosemina Subriya Tabaluka Mensali. Kababaita kuska preskufalame, preskofele kendo kombalia sika, leka mansezome. The ways of prayer have been abandoned. Intercession is a culture of the past, a thing of the past. Bring us once again into your house of prayer, that place of intimacy, that place of connection, where we take advantage of the economy of access and we become your house of prayer, providing earthly permission for heavenly interference. We bring repentance concerning the church in Africa. We have celebrated false prophets, manipulators, destiny manipulators, mind benders. We have celebrated false people and have despised real modest messengers of God. Probably because the sitting capacity of their audience is not as big. In our time, a man is considered worthy to be listened to if the number of his congregation is something to reckon with. Our scale of measurement has been in error. Our strategy has been in error. The church in Africa brings repentance, oh God. Ali Mavoria Sika Manzali. Roskonto le kuzila braske bolaka balai. Me Kamino Kobria Baba La Hosketa. Ababaikos Kamina Brante Kusa Bahiko Selimondo. Braski Po Semina Branda Bababa. Amaiko Semina Brantelia. Celebrated false prophets that have divined lies, that have spoken when God has not spoken. We have gone around in circles looking for that which is not lost. We bring repentance as the church in Africa. We bring repentance in the name of Jesus. We bring repentance in the name of Jesus. And we ask, oh God, that you raise judges from our midst. Counsel us like in the days of the beginning. Let the clarity of your testimonies go forth. Let the purity of your spirit be seen among us. That Africa might be enveloped in the avalanche of revival. That you will raise our young men and women. That the lionesses will begin to roar. Suddenly, we will throw away the crutches that we have been using. Crutches of past doctrine. Crutches of wrong emphasis. We will throw them away. And the man child will arise from the church in Africa to bring salvation to the light. And the wickedness will overcome. We come upon your name. Hallelujah. It is Africa's time of focus. A searchlight of heaven is upon the continent of Africa. And there are many streams of life that will have to flow from Africa. First of all, is the lioness. A group of women that will receive the burden for intercession. The rivers of intercession that will be poured over Africa will begin to mitigate against the curses and the satanic covenants that are in the land. And darkness will begin to recede. So the lionesses must roar in this season. I know the African woman is subjugated, is subdued, is laid back, is an afterthought. But the lioness will be given a voice in the days to come. And the lioness will roar. As we pray, remember these streams and call them forth. The second stream that is going to come is the rise of the apostolic company. A group of young men caught up with the zeal of God. Fearless. Nothing can reproach them. They will rise with so much power and the miracle ministry. The apostolic company. That's the next stream. The apostolic company will come. They are diverse in their manifestation. There are some of them that are experts in doctrine. And they will begin to bring down all the philosophies of positive thinking that has been built in the last 35 years. That is the reason for the weakness in the house. Some are mighty in intercession. And as they begin to pour out their ministry, many people will be afflicted with the spirit that they carry. And the church is going to be purged. Oh, their voice will be purging equipment like the purifying of a furnace. The apostolic company. Then the third stream is the brotherhood of the evangelists. If you have noticed, you will find out that the evangelical ministry is being downplayed because most evangelists find expression in churches now. And apart from our great ancestors that stayed on the field of evangelism until the end of their days, it is no longer popular to see a rising evangelist. There is a stirring in the spirit that is going to produce a brotherhood. The brotherhood of evangelists. Remember, this land was conquered by power evangelism. And if we are going to be our heritage in power evangelism, we have to be restored in order for us to destroy the installations that have been rebuilt by darkness in the days of silence. Raise evangelists. Let the voice of men of conviction, enterprising salesmen that sell Jesus, let their voice be heard again. Hallelujah. Thirdly, we are going to have the company of kingdom financiers, people that God has given a vast financial estate, that their burden will be to facilitate and fast track the purposes of God upon the face of the earth, and God will raise them in their numbers. You will need to manipulate in order, if you are genuine, so that you will not need to manipulate in order for you to get funding. And people from nowhere, with no name, no family name whatsoever, will rise up just because the God of heaven had decided to place his sovereign hand over their life. That stream, that company will also arise. And then finally, there's going to be connection. You will find your spiritual relatives, people you connect with in the spirit, because there is a divine purpose that binds you people together. And this will be across board, irrespective of tribe, of nationality, of complexion, either black or white, across board. It is in that day that the power of the corporate church will be felt upon the face of the earth. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations as a witness to all people before the end will come. Can we begin to prophesy these dreams? The lionesses of Africa. Situations and circumstances have frustrated you. Your voice has been locked down. Your self-esteem has been bruised. I call you forth. From the woods. From the Midlands. The lionesses of Africa. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Women of prayer. Women of a praying witness. Everything has made you think you are a failure, but there is a voice within you that can give life. Come forth. Oh lionesses, let the company of apostles, pioneers in their own respect, that God will unleash massively to begin to renovate the landscape towards the raising of a new generation. Let their voice be heard. Let their voice be heard. Let there be no hindrance. Oh, Kabesi no Korea Balatai. Iskontele ke moriko siko milaita. My compela kura sika bre. Just in case you are listening to my voice, you are somewhere in Europe, and a burden of prayer has been coming upon your heart again and again, and you don't understand it, sister. It's the days of the lioness. For there is a roar that God wants to release through your vocal cord that will bring life and shake the installations, the investments of the kingdom of darkness. Arise, O lioness. Arise from Kumasi. Arise from Cotonou. Arise from Johannesburg. Arise from Gaborone. Arise, arise. Put on your strength. God is about to give you a voice. He's about to give you vocabulary. The weight of challenges that you are under will not break you. Arise in the spirit of prayer, and you will find your shield, you will find your sword, and the things that you are afraid of will become afraid of you. Streams of light, streams of glory will come, and once again we shall hear the voice of the evangelist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let the Lord empower young evangelists with burden for souls, with burden for souls, like our great ancestor Reinhard Bonnke. Men that will go from nation to nation seeking the lost. Time is not on our side. Those ones that have been raised to form the kingdom, Lord, we ask that you begin to visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Let them be inspired ideas. Let favor begin to speak upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Rakobe sekelele alabohonda. Oh my God.